I hope you're not going to disappoint me, Mr. Flynn.
It was coming, Flynn thought to himself. The routine. The sort of routine he'd seen Scotty Deacon perform 100 times. The dramatization of a simple message. If you don't give me what I want, I will hurt you. Choosing the right setting is essential. Your audience must experience the pang of isolation, the sorrow of abandonment, the anticipation of pain, if it is to feel a proper sense of peril. And you must exude calm. Your audience must understand that you cannot be provoked or persuaded or placated. Pure theatre, of course, just like the movies. Flynn often wondered, in the old days, if Scotty drew from the movies, or if movie makers drew from men like Scotty Deacon. Now that Jo Six had started talking about her many lovers, she could hold a conversation for hours with no external input required.
Oh, and Andrew! Andrew bought me the loveliest birthday present. And I think Luke might have been planning to tell me he loved me.
Why do you think that? The detective asked helplessly.
Because he said, I love, before I shoved a spoonful of chocolate mousse in his mouth.
She tried to read the detective's reaction to that.
Is that bad? Do you think he could tell what I was doing?
How did he react after that?
I mean, I sort of missed. So he had to wipe the mousse off from round his mouth. And I tried to help him, but I dropped some on his new jumper, which he wasn't very happy about. After that, I think he was quite glad he didn't get to say it, really.
My first mark was a German officer in the Army Logistics Corps. And while Gemma was after money, I was after intelligence. I'd tire him out, kiss him goodnight, and spend all night copying out whatever he had in his briefcase. Not that easy when your German isn't so good. Cassie didn't know what to say. Very brave, was all she managed. And then, I don't know if I could have done that. It was the war. Mrs. Douglas waved her hand dismissively. You can't be expected to understand. But you'd have done the same in my situation, I'm sure you would. Cassie raised her eyebrows. And if you'd been caught? Oh, I did get caught, dear. One night he woke up and caught me red-handed. And I shot him, point blank, through the heart.
What am I going to do? I asked. Drop your books. It's an old trick, but it always works. I haven't got any books. We've got language booths. She straightened up and looked at me. Marianne!
The next week I waited outside his classroom door. My arms were loaded. People clattered past me down the corridor. Old dears from How to Write Romantic Fiction. Tired-looking blokes who were better in themselves. Through the glass door, his class was rising. I was wearing my Angora sweater from Etam. When he came out, I loosened my arms and the books fell onto the floor. It worked. Everyone else pushed past, but he bent down. He picked up a book.
100 Great Chicken Dishes, he read.
I'm doing French conversation, I said, blithe as anything.